10:15 to Houston. And if she once had some principles, well now she's loosed them, go so she could know how it feels, pulling strokes and making deals, setting spokes inside the wheels of the Utopian Express. And then my lover, she's the mother of my hopes and aspirations. She's the keeper of my morals and my expectations. She's a virgin in forgiveness and a whore in self-destruction, and a master of that moment when you're hanging on a word. And at night I dream I'm falling from her 30-story window as she pushes me and cries out, God have mercy on my soul. Then she flies into the darkness with her makeup man beside her, and I stand helplessly watching as the gulf gets wider, crying, please take your greed and leave me alone. Oh, I've enough of my own. And then paradise's garden isn't where you would be. Listen to me. Listen to me. The devil is alive and well and living on Manhattan. He's committed to a scientific course of action, and his legions, they're many, and they answer unto no one, and their promise is as heavy as the fog upon LA. Oh, but the treadmill is for losers. Better leave your pride behind you and go hide beneath your shadow, lest the good Lord find you and say, mind you, now what you're doing? Have you spent all that I gave you? Are you broken now in spirit as your minutes are in years? To come up with an answer and to cut away the cancer of your discontented mind. Well, Frankenstein.